Chapman County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
SEPTA officials say two high-speed trains were involved in the crash at the Market Street Transportation Center. At least 33 people are hospitalized. A Nevada coroner says the great Jerry Lewis died of a heart condition.
Lewis's condition was one in which the heart can't pump enough blood to the whole body because of coronary artery disease. The late comedy star had a history of heart problems. Lewis, who died at the age of 91 Sunday, will not undergo an autopsy. He also had a history of other health conditions like a bout with prostate cancer, type 1 diabetes, pulmonary fibrosis, and viral meningitis.
That's Tom Roberts. Search and rescue operations still going on, looking for 10 missing U.S. Navy sailors after the USS John S. McCain crashed into an oil tanker east of Singapore early yesterday. Remember, you can find us online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Secret Service says it won't have a problem paying hundreds of agents through September. Agency Director Randolph Tex Owls saying in a statement they can afford to protect the president for the remainder of the fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. The statement coming in response to a USA Today claim that said more than 1,000 agents have already been hit with federally mandated caps for their salary and overtime allowances. In Chicago, it seems aldermen are considering setting up some legal roadblocks, literally, to anyone who wants to deploy driverless cars on their city streets, as we hear from David Stewart.
Chicago Alderman Edward Burke raised the specter of remote-controlled rolling bombs and back-to-the-future-style experiments as reasons to consider tight regulations on driverless cars. During a city council committee hearing, Alderman discussed limiting autonomous vehicles to just test vehicles and requiring each one to have a $500 permit. Alderman Anthony Beal agreed with Burke, saying the driverless cars would mean the end of hundreds of thousands of jobs, from delivery people to cab drivers. Alderman put off a vote and planned another hearing.
And a family's golden retriever is being honored by police for locating $85,000 worth of heroin in their backyard. Kenyon was just digging around when he unearthed what his family thought was a time capsule left by the previous home's owners. They quickly realized the contents were actually drugs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Tune in in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Time is 8:07. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Slumming in right now, it is very humid. -73 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. 30% chance of precipitation. Weather Underground says it's for today, Tuesday, August 22nd. Partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs around 90, southwest winds 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Heat index could reach 100. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds. Heavy rainfall and frequent lightning in the evening. Humid with lows in the lower 70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny tomorrow, less humid with highs in the lower 80s, northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly sunny in 70s on Thursday, sunny 70s on Friday, sunny highs in the mid 70s on Saturday, and sunny and highs in the mid 70s on Sunday. The 4-H Fair does a very good job of picking the week in which they're going to have their event. 73 in Raritan, 73 in East Amwell, 75 in Lambertville, 70 over in Frenchtown, 72 in Easton, 71 up in Hampton, 69 in Tewksbury, 71 in Highbridge. Good morning, Hunter, and it's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Boom, 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 I'm gonna shoot you right down, right off of your feet, take you home with me. In my house, boom, 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 ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk, like it like that.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, there you go. It's little John Lee Hooker. It's his birthday today. And you may recall he was part of the Blues Brothers ensemble. Here we are. It is Tuesday. Got one lousy, humid, hot day left. And then it looks like Thursday through Saturday, Sunday looks fabulous. Looks like we're starting to break into September a little early. So, let's find out what's going on with traffic, which I get from HARTTuner.com. You can get the same alerts I do. Register with them. You pick the alerts on the roads or the geographical areas that you would like to receive. You get them via email or you can follow them on Twitter. And if you had done that at 6:45 this morning, you would have learned there is a motor vehicle accident at exit 18 on 78 eastbound in Clinton Township. Now, I'm assuming that's all cleared up because I haven't received any updates since. Just an FYI that you would know about the highways, byways, in and out of Hunterdon County, plus the local roads, state roads, county roads. Drive safe, sound smart. Heavy rainfall is possible tonight. It means you need to slow down and drive a little bit further behind the car in front of you. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. Carrie Fellows, we talk with her about museums and the art programs in Hunterdon County. I'll talk with her at 8:40. At 8:30, we talk with Michelle Heide. Michelle gives us insight into the markets prior to the market open at 9:30, so we get about an hour's prep for all that. At 10 o'clock, I'm still here. I do Tech Today, where I talk about news and information that relates to technology, the latest news, apps, buying advice, hardware and software, and answering your questions. At noon, it's La Salud Mental Importa. That's Lauren Feliciano. She brings the message of NAMI of Hunterdon in Spanish for Spanish-speaking folks. She also broadcasts via Facebook Live. You can catch her on there as well. At 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, it's Front Lines of Freedom, a radio show dedicated to the military people, families, veterans, and all the news, advice, information, cultural events that all surround our military. Teachable Moments in Business is on from 3 to 4. Vicki Lynn Morgan brings insight from her experiences as a coach, part of the SBDC, and also her working with other businesses and being a business owner herself. So she brings all that information and experience to you from 3 to 4. Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus, that's Joe Peters. He's on from 4 to 5, where Joe brings us insight into all the real estate, residential real estate that's going on here, plus another segment or show that he alternates with to help people who have crossed the 55-mile-per-hour line and are starting to think about their later years in life and how they are going to take care of themselves and find out great places to live and work and enjoy themselves. And we finish up the day with Randazzler's musical journey. Greg Randazzo plays 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s music that he loved and learned as a kid from his parents, puts a little theme together, and gives you a good hour's worth of songs on your commute home to enjoy on HuntingChamber.com. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. I don't think Greg's got this one in his arsenal. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Down.
for your feet.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stymie when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Juice Newton, help me with brownrelax.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. National Breastfeeding Month, National Catfish Month, National Crayon Collection Month. If you're still looking for something to do, I highly recommend you go and visit the Crayola Factory over there in Easton. National Goat Cheese Month. National Immunization Awareness Month, National Panini Month, National Minority Donor Awareness Month, Read a Romance Novel Month, the Library Show helps you with that, National Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month, National Traffic Awareness Month, National Truancy Prevention Month. Not sure how people can be truant when they haven't gone to school yet. National Water Quality Month, National Wind With Civility Month, Neurosurgery Outreach Month. For the week, it's National Aviation Week, Minority Enterprise Development Week, National Chef's Appreciation Week. Had Chef Bill on yesterday. He's on every Monday at 11. National Safe at Home Week. For today specifically, it is Southern Hemisphere Hootie Hoo Day. Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. It is National BAO Day. And it's Be an Angel Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. From BrownieLocks.com. Pick something, get involved.
Make the world a better place.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin reports from NJ Advanced Media on the 18th that Jersey City kids spend the day on a Hunterdon County farm. Now, you might think this is benign and not a really big news story, but you'd be surprised how kids, especially inner city kids, do not realize where food comes from. Nor you'd be surprised how they realize how hard and the process to grow food that they enjoy. Number three, you'd also be surprised to learn that many of them do not get the opportunity to have fresh produce as often as you think you have it. Pittstown, Jersey, Jersey City kids from Team Walker visited America's Grow a Row on Tuesday. The visit was part of Kids Day at Grow a Row and included a tour with lessons on how different crops grow and their nutritional value. Joining them were members of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which works with the Hunterdon County-based organization. Quote, at America's Grow a Row, in order to build a sustainable culture of health, we need to improve the access of healthy fresh fruits and vegetables to those individuals who are faced with food insecurity, said Chip Palix, founder and chief executive officer of America's Grow a Row. In addition, we need to make healthy eating a priority, and that is done through our year-long curriculum, such as the Kids Farm Day program that took place today at our farm with the youth from Jersey City. All this has been made possible due to the generosity of Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation works to achieve health equity and expand health opportunities through investments in community programs such as Grow a Row, according to a news release. There is a shortage of fresh vegetables and fresh fruits in places like Jersey City. A report issued in 2010 by the Reinvestment Fund concluded that more than 924,000 New Jersey residents, 10% of the state's population, lack adequate access to supermarkets offering fresh fruits and vegetables. At America's Grow a Row, we saw firsthand one of New Jersey's own innovative approaches to combating food insecurity, which is something that affects 12% of the state's population, said Sally George, programs officer at Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. During this visit to the farm, I met young people who were so excited to pick and eat fresh string beans, nectarines, and their other produce. Seeing them react to a farm almost like it was a trip to Disneyland showed how this project truly is changing norms, not just through access to healthy food, but also by generating excitement for it. Long time ago, I had Chip Palix on my show. Learned all about America's Grow a Row. Back then, they were fledgling. They were not even close to what they do. We get the opportunity to go and visit them on Leadership Hunterdon events every once a year. And they continue to grow in leaps and bounds. I told Chip back then that he should have a sign much like McDonald's, where McDonald's used to put up a number of how many people were served. And Chip is at that level now where he really needs to keep track of, kind of tongue-in-cheek because it's being so successful, needs to keep track of how many lives he's changing, how many kids he's getting nutritious food, how many kids he's bringing from the city to the farm, which looks like a ride across the United States compared to a ride just across the state. And Chip's not done. This is just the tip of the iceberg for Chip and his daughter who started this whole thing back when they grew a little home garden. Chip wants to introduce this to every state in the union and eventually the world. And seeing how he has passion for this and all the people who do as well, I don't doubt him one second. The one most really cool thing about it is not only do they grow food on the farm, but they also have worked out programs where they get food that is theoretically unsellable at supermarkets, and they glean the, quote, unsellable food, and they bring it back for people to eat so it's not going to waste. And they do it rapidly so it's not wasted. All that is happening right here amidst our county. Chip Palix and all those kids having fun and enjoying what it's like to eat well. Vitamin C for today. Time for celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac for August 22nd, 2017. Dakota Goyo is 18 from Real Street. How to Rock, Lulu Antariska is 22 from How to Rock. The Bling Ring, Israel Brosard is 23. Actress in a Heartbeat, Georgina Moffat is 28. The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, Kiko Kitagawa is 31. Singer and actress of You're the Worst, Heather Donahue is 32. Loving Annabelle, Laura Breckenridge is 34. Poker Run, Jasmine Waltz is 35. From The Walking Dead, Ross Marigold is 36. Numbers, Aya Samuka is 37. From Tyrant, Jennifer Finnegan is 38. Maniac's Megan Duffy is 38. Actor in The People Under the Stairs, Brandon Quinton Adams is 38. TV host, James Corden is 39. 13 Reasons Why, Jackie Geary is 40. The Reverend Chris Wilde is 41. 42nd birthday of Rodrigo Santoro from Woman in Love. 43rd birthday of Jenna Lee Green from The Teenage Witch, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. God Bless America actress Melinda Page Hamilton is 43. SNL, Kristen Wiig is 44. Backstreet Boys, Howie Doro is 44. Actress in Baywatch, Marlise Andrada is 45. From The Fast and the Furious, Rick Yoon is 46. Richard Armitage is 46 from the Hobbit movies. TV chef Glada De Laurinaitis is 47. Modern Family's Ty Burrell is 50. G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. Anawal Ankanyowe Agbagje is 50. Easy for you to say. Superbad's Brooke Dillman is 51. Back in the Future, Courtney Gaines is 52. Rushmore, Andrew Wilson's 53. International Tennis Hall of Famer, Mats Wielander is 53. From Spark, Tori Amos, or singer of Spark, Tori Amos is 54. Fisher King's Lara Harris is 55. Bengals drummer, Debbie Peterson is 56. Rogue One, Stephen Stanton is 56. Tears for Fears, Roland Azabai is 56. Country music singer, Colin Ray is 57. From The Unit, Regina Taylor is 57. Harry Potter movies, Hank Mark Williams is 58. Chronicles of Riddick, Colm Peore is 59. Minnesota Twins manager and Baseball Hall of Famer, Paul Molitor is 61. Cindy Williams, she was Shirley in Laverne and Shirley. She's 70 today. Archie's lead singer, Ron Dante, is 72. 60 Minutes reporter, Steve Croft, is 72. Mona Lisa singer, Carl Mann, is 75. Bill Parcells, the Big Tuna, is 76 today. Magnificent Obsession, Judy Nugent, is 77. Rhoda's Valerie Harper is 78 today. Enter the Dragon, Robert Wall, is 78. Baseball Hall of Famer, Yaz, Carl Yastrzemski is 78. Former TV football analyst, punter, Paul McGuire is 79. And Goldfinger actress, Honor Blackman is 92. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntandshimer.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with Michelle Heidi in just a moment.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We send our thoughts and prayers to the families of our brave sailors who were injured and lost after a tragic collision at sea, as well as to those conducting the search and recovery.
Breaking news as hours after President Trump makes those remarks in last night's address to the nation, divers have reportedly found the remains of some of the missing American sailors in flooded compartments of the USS John S. McCain, which collided with an oil tanker on Monday off the coast of Singapore. Not all of the 10 missing sailors have been located, so the search operation continues. President Trump addressed the nation last night about the new way forward in Afghanistan.
A core pillar of our new strategy is a shift from a time-based approach to one based on conditions.
This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
Well, that's what I need. I need some Ovation hair products for my thicker hair. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I gave up on that a long time ago.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I am follically challenged. What can I tell you?
That's okay.
But I did get the word double in there, and we've doubled the market 10 years ago, more than doubled it. So what's happening now? Are we still kind of at the top, or are we just at a breathing point? What's happening?
Well, I know. It's kind of looking like yesterday we, you know, picked up some small gains on the Dow and the S&P, and so far this morning all three indices are a little bit higher, but, you know, starting to get that feeling that we're kind of at the, you know, a little bit of a peak, at least a little bit of a breather for the time being, but we'll see. Of course, now that we're approaching, not that we're at the end of August, but I'm already seeing signs of, you know, some headlines that are saying, oh, look out, some of the charts are looking scary for September. But a lot can happen between now and then, both on the positive or the negative. But one of the indices that definitely looks like it has been challenged so far this year, so the Russell 2000, which follows small caps, basically as of yesterday, pretty much gave back all the gains that it had made this year. So just in the past month, the Russell 2000 gave up about 5.5%.
Wow.
Part of the reason could be, small caps obviously have had a tremendous run-up over the past couple of years. And when we start to see the other indices, you know, getting to those higher levels and or when we start to see profit-taking, when we start to see volatility, you know, small caps tend to be a little bit more volatile relative to, you know, the S&P and the Dow, but some may see that as an opportunity. Again, from a diversification perspective, you never want to have everything in any one company or any one asset class, that type of thing. You know, when we take a look at some of the other indices, you know, I was mentioning yesterday, and I pulled up the data. So as of Friday, you know, if we take a look at the Dow as of Friday was up about 11%. But when you take a look at its components, Boeing alone accounted for about 25% of that gain. If you add Boeing, Apple, and McDonald's, that made up 50% of the gain. So the median Dow stock, so all the other 30 components that make up the Dow, only are up about 2% year-to-date. So, that was an interesting little tidbit. And then when we take a look at the S&P, you know, everybody probably already has guessed that the what they call the FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google, which parent is Alphabet, but it sounds more fun to say FANG instead of SANA. those are making up a majority of the gains that we've seen on the S&P so far this year. So I just wanted to kind of share that with our listeners this morning. When we take a look at what's happening across the globe, we have the Asia-Pacific region finishing mostly higher. We have European markets trading mostly higher, although subprime lender Provident Financial, not to be confused with the Provident Financial here in the U.S., but over in Europe, the subprime lender Provident Financial stock is down 74% this morning. The CEO is leaving, and they stated that they are unlikely to be able to continue to pay the dividend this year. So obviously they're having some challenges there. We also had German economic sentiment coming in below estimates, so folks there aren't feeling as confident as they have been feeling in terms of the state of the overall economic environment over there. But even with those couple of things, European markets are currently trading higher. Here in the U.S., we had Toll Brothers came out with their earnings this morning. They came in at better-than-expected profits. We had DSW, that big shoe warehouse, which I kind of laugh when I see this. Obviously, a lot of people continuing to buy shoes. They beat both on revenue and earnings. I go into that store thinking, oh, wow, this place has so many shoes. I'm bound to find at least a pair of shoes that I like. Well, it's almost like there's too many choices that I tend to leave the store without buying anything.
Wow.
we take a look at Macy's. Macy's made an announcement that they hired eBay's senior vice president of North America to help them with some of the struggles that they've been having. And they also announced that they're cutting 100 jobs as they consolidate three departments into one. Their stock year to date is down about 45%. So obviously it looks like they're looking to bring someone in to revitalize and bring some new energy back into the company to figure out what to do moving forward. Let's see. Later this week we have the big economic policy symposium taking place at Jackson Hole. We've got Janet Yellen, Mario Draghi, obviously a bunch of other speakers. We'll see if we gain any insight when that meeting wraps up. So we'll probably early next week have a little bit of whether or not anything new or different takes place during that summit. So it looks like so far this morning, as I mentioned, it looks like here in the U.S. we'll probably be opening at least in the green a little bit, and we'll see where economic psychology and market psychology take us.
Yeah. Boy, your breakdown of the indexes is eye opening, because because it gives solace to two arguments. The first one is it worth it to go out and try and investigate which are going to be the great buys of this year? You know, when you do it next year. The second one is, It reinforces if you buy an index, you're guaranteed you're going to get the bigger movers, and it's going to take you on your way. Could you have made more money? Could you have been greedy and tried and acquired FANG, as you said? Yes, but do you have the crystal ball to figure that out?
Right.
So that was pretty. That's pretty neat.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really interesting when you dissect things sometimes to see, you know, where certain components of the performance are coming from.
Yeah.
Somebody could say, oh, darn, I should have just put all my money in Boeing. That way I would have had all the profit that's
Boeing
made.
But
then, you know, just like any other company, Boeing may have gone the other direction, and or depending on when you bought it, because sometimes people don't make their purchases until after they hear the story, oh, such and such is up, you know, blah, blah, blah percent. Oh, well, let me rush out and buy it, rather than keeping an eye on it and figure out when a better entry point might be. But
now, off the top of my head, Boeing, I know, was struggling for years.
Yeah, exactly.
So that brings into play the thought, I'm not recommending it, but the thought of the Dogs of the Dow play, where it would be interesting to go back retroactively now and say, if you had just taken the bottom 10 of the 30 in Dow Index, how would you have fared? Boeing would have been included in that.
Right.
So it's interesting ideas to mull over and think about. But it also shows, and this is my last point, it shows you that although we think the stock markets are roaring ahead, what you basically told us is the entire economy is not really clicking on all cylinders. Only certain stellar companies are.
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, wow. You know, a lot of companies are in the plus, but yep. Again, you know, just to use the Dow example, the median is up about 2%.
Yeah.
Again, hey, that's better than, you know, parking your money in a savings account.
Yes.
But
it's not as good as what we think we've been led to believe.
Right. Exactly. It's the, you know, what people's expectations are based upon history.
Yep.
You know, keeping in mind that a lot of the averages are averages over time, and it doesn't mean that every single year, every single company is going to be up, you know, the 8 to 10% in
right.
historical averages, as we all know. But sometimes, as you mentioned the word greed before, sometimes greed creeps in and
yep.
we feel like, oh, well, that's what we should be getting every year or,
yep.
you know, whatever. Yep. But that's not the reality of it.
And then last but not least, I'm just going to throw this in once again. You never hear about the central bankers staying at a Hampton Inn, do you?
No, you don't.
Yeah. They're always going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yes, they
are. I've never been there, but hey, I guess I'm not a central banker. But
I've never been there either, but no, you're absolutely right. You don't hear them saying, oh, let's have a meeting as a powerhouse head here. You know, why don't we all come to Flemington and stay at the Hampton
there
Inn?
There you go. You know? Well, at one time, from what I gather, there's a lot of people that used to come to Flemington, the big wigs.
Yeah.
So we need to redo it.
Absolutely.
We need to make Flemington the new Jackson Hole. There you go.
Exactly.
We'll start
Let's get a letter out to Janet Yellen.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Michelle. Appreciate it, as always.
Right.
One more day of humidity, and then the rest of the week is going to be just fantastic for the 4-H fair. So.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm happy.
All in
the
sunny and mid-70s. Boy, did they pick a great week.
Perfect. Excellent.
All right.
All right.
So thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Merit Prize Financial Services, Inc. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and Huntsman.com. Patton Heide & Associates helps us. The Chamber Radio and Hunter Chamber of Commerce with all their support financially and physically as well. They do a lot of work for us. Well, it's time for me to take a break. We're going to get Carrie Fellows on the line, talk with her about what's happening here on the museums and the art. We'll be right back.
I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambie's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
History in the main. All right, it's time to talk with Kerry Fellows, Director of the Art and Museums in Hunterdon County. Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Good morning, Chris.
This is, I can't believe what happened to summer.
I know, it's just gone.
Wow, it was July, just a blink of an eye ago. You know, I think of summer all the time, and you know, every kid hides their eyes and hides in a closet somewhere when mom and dad are thinking about trying to find them something to do at the end of the summer, because they didn't have, back when I was growing up, we didn't have assigned camps and stuff like that.
Right, right.
So, you know, my mom, we lived up in Morris County, and she'd say, let's go and see Jockey Hollow. I'm like, oh, no. But, you know, there's plenty of things that kids learn about, and it somehow impacts you later on. You don't realize it, right?
Right, right.
So it's great to talk with you every 2 weeks about the art events that go on in Hunterdon County, and obviously some of the historic museums that go on in Hunterdon County. So what do you have for us today?
Well, you know, we talked a little earlier about you know, bringing in some current events every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are kind of looking at war memorial statues, and, you know, which you see, they're so ubiquitous in our towns and cities across the country, and especially the ones that are really kind of the focus of and concern of communities that are memorializing Confederate soldiers and,
yeah,
you know, war heroes as perceived by, you know, whichever community they're in.
Yeah.
And so as a historian and a museum person, you know, this whole question is very interesting, because, you know, we don't want to see people ignore history, but on the other hand, you know, how do you deal with these difficult topics, and especially if you know, if you do have a memorial to, you know, I don't know if we have any in New Jersey. I haven't looked at it that deeply. But if you know, a community had a memorial of, you know, Stonewall Jackson, for example, you know, and was thinking about what to do with it if they wanted to remove it. So, you know, I did what I often do when I'm looking at some of these bigger subjects, and I looked at the National Trust for Historic Preservation. I said, surely they must have some policy for how to handle this. You know, you want to still teach the history. You don't want it to be forgotten, but you also want to be current with contemporary communities' feelings, because, you know, a lot of times these memorials are paid for by public money, they're on public property, and they're maintained with public dollars. So, and if they're not reflecting, you know, a community's values any longer, then what do you do? So I looked in to see what the National Trust said, and they've got a really worthwhile read on, it's about a page and a half, on their savingplaces.org website, and it's a statement on Confederate memorials and confronting difficult history, and you know, their way of looking at it is that, you know, these decisions about what to do with these kind of memorials need to be made on a case-by-case basis at the community level.
Of course.
And, you know, hopefully memorials that are removed can be appropriately, and their word is recontextualized, you know, moved to another location to provide information about the war and its causes, so that you can engage discussion about, you know, the issues that brought up the Civil War.
Yeah.
And you know, talking about remembering the past without necessarily revering it, which I thought was really a thought-provoking and profound way of kind of looking at some of these. But it kind of, you know, when I started looking at, you know, Baltimore and some of the, and was it South Durham, South Carolina, that folks were tearing down some of these statues, and I immediately flipped to, you know, my history period of interest, which is the Revolutionary War. And I was like, well, this has been done before. There was an 8-foot-high statue. It was lead coated with gold leaf on Bowling Green in New York City of King George III that was torn down on July 9th, 1776, by a mob of soldiers and sailors. And as it turned out, that statue was run into musket balls, like 42,000 or so. And at least 9 known of those musket balls ended up at the Battle of Monmouth.
Wow.
Right here in New Jersey. And Daniel Savillet, who's an archaeologist who did a major study of musket balls at Monmouth Battlefield State Park, found that he was able to identify 9 of these musket balls from that statue that had the same chemical signature as the samples taken from that statue. So, and tying that back to Hunterdon, there were Hunterdon militia who served at the Battle of Monmouth, and a lot of the troops walked right through Hunterdon County on their way to Monmouth Courthouse. So, how'd you like that?
Well, it's, you know, you brought up so many interesting forks in this discussion. The first one is, we talk about history, and we don't have, you travel west, you don't get the same level of historical knowledge about the Revolutionary War and or the Civil War.
Right.
West.
Right.
So, number two, you know, you just can't walk in with a pencil and erase what happened in the world.
Exactly.
You know, there is a reason that we keep history. We don't like to change the prism of it, but you need to keep the history because, like it or not, bad times and good times, you use that as the stepping stones. You just did that.
Right.
You said, let me go and look at what did we do in the Revolutionary War to deal with the same topic.
Right.
So, you know, people, just because you move into a town and there was history there, you don't get to wipe it out.
No, but so, I think there are, you know, and there's a quite a big discussion in history world right now about what to do with some of these memorials that are no longer reflecting the values of their community.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of private organizations. There are membership organizations, for example, the Daughters of
the American Revolution.
The Daughters of the Confederate.
Oh, there's another daughters.
States, yeah, other daughters. You know, I think there was a group that was talking about taking or being interested in taking some of those statues. There are even communities. I heard something on National Public Radio over the weekend about a community in Kentucky who was taking a statue because they had a connection with the subject of the statue, and they wanted to have, you know, they said, well, we'll take it. So I think it really does need to be looked at on a case by case and what the community is interested in. And I think, you know, there's a lot of pain associated with some of these memorials. So.
Sure. You go over to any of these very solemn places. I went to the Arizona. It's palpable the energy, the sorrow of that. So
yeah.
You know, you go to Gettysburg, it's overwhelming
when
you go there.
Right.
While you were talking, I did a quick search. I don't know if you came across this. It didn't occur to me that there would be much Confederate in the area, but there's a Confederate memorial in Pennsville, New Jersey.
Okay.
Because that was a POW camp.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the federal government erected a monument there.
Interesting.
In 1910.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, and there's a really interesting graphic that came out recently. It's a 150 year timeline of this monument or memorial iconography and when the bulk of them were put up.
Mm-hmm.
And the bulk of them were put up, you know, between like early 1900s and the 1920s, which is really, you know, that's when the NAACP was founded. It's also when the Klan was really, really resurging. And it was the height of the Jim Crow era. So
right. It's,
you know, that was where national sentiment was headed, at least white national sentiment was headed at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we have to kind of realize that, you know, we're not the white minority anymore. It's a much different world than it was in 1920 in this country. So I really think we need to be careful that we don't erase history, as you said, and but we also don't need to revere the bad things that happened in our past.
Sure. But, you know, like it or not, you were bringing up those people that wanted to take that memorial to Kentucky.
Right. Right.
Somebody.
Yeah, so some communities are still interested in you know, in having those memorials. But,
right. You
know, I think from what I've read of the organizations and communities that are accepting memorials that are being moved, they're saying they're not revering the slavery and, you know, African-American rights and whatnot. They're saying we're memorializing the people from our community who fought in this war, and we don't want to forget that. And that's
right. Absolutely
valid.
That's exactly where I was going. This is still somebody's ancestry.
Right.
This is still a leader of a community. You might not like the mission,
right?
But it's still a leader of a community, and it relates to their ancestry.
Yeah.
And that's still important to people.
Yeah.
And they're not, you know, they have.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Navy says remains of some of the 10 sailors who've been missing from the USS John S. McCain destroyer following a collision with an oil tanker off Singapore early yesterday have been located. Here's Sharon Reed.
U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift says he's been visiting with the ship's crew today.
It is clear that their damage control efforts saved their ship and saved lives.
The sailors were sleeping in compartments on the destroyer when it collided with an oil tanker early yesterday. Four sailors who were injured injured were airlifted to a hospital in Singapore.
Less than 24 hours after addressing the nation in prime time, President Trump is making his way to Arizona today, where he'll hold a campaign-style rally in Phoenix. Some local leaders had hoped he'd put this off after the Charlottesville incident, but police say they're ready for anything. This is USA Radio.